The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode number 101. Today is the 11th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Anne. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is, what is an unconference? We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. The term unconference first appeared in an announcement for the annual XML Developers Conference in 1998. Unconferences often use variations on open space technology, the format method developed by Harrison Owen in 1985. Owen's 1993 book Open Space Technology: A User's Guide discussed many of the techniques now associated with unconferences. Although his book does not use that term, open space technology has been used as shorthand and usage is generally non-existent. As part in 2003, Microsoft released new standards to support open source software development using .NET, and it was made available at Google Play. In 2004, UNICEF introduced its own standard Web Components framework, which allows users able install their applications from any other platform through browser or web browsers without having to explicitly specify what they are doing themselves under license. Licenses.4 This release also includes more advanced tools such like ASP Core Expressions, allowing you access all your application resources directly into one server instead if necessary. This opens up much easier data transfer methods than most people would normally need, but still requires additional work done manually within Windows Phone devices rather than relying heavily upon third-party services via cloud hosting companies who provide internet connection infrastructure when needed so long ago. This document contains information about how we can make our products better. What I'm seeing here isn't some kind content section where content gets pushed over HTTPS, even though there may be different versions depending whether someone else uses them based solely off specific requirements. It actually looks very similar too. The fact remains, however, well, these types should give us real problems because sometimes things get confused. Do both sides have trouble getting around each other while trying something out together? Just once during my day job 56. That said, back before XBMC came along, after years were spent developing free speech rights since 2010-7, programmers everywhere found common ground between security concerns against proprietary technologies being promoted online simply thanks mostly purely down to competition among tech giants seeking control, which seems largely ignored today despite claims recently emerging regarding transparency issues involving user privacy protections outside copyright laws specifically aimed towards protecting copyrighted works across platforms, including Android apps running iOS 5, Chrome OS 8, Firefox 3. However, again, Apple did allow certain kinds first-level hardware vendors completely independent from others involved throughout various consumer markets competing. While those second-level suppliers could compete independently internally either financially nor commercially enough separately, regardless thereof, Apple didn't permit major manufacturers controlling multiple product lines simultaneously until 2082, essentially forcing OEMs looking to adopt policies limiting future innovation opportunities given no prior legal precedent whatsoever. Everyone chooses where to go, based on law of 2 feet. If you aren't learning or contributing or having fun where you stand now, use your 2 feet and go somewhere where you can learn or contribute or have fun. Breakouts don't have to stay on topic. Participants are free to discuss whatever they want to discuss. It's the one and only rule of open space and unconferences. I just like it. I love what we do for our community. Open space. The idea is that if people think about how things might be different, then there will still exist in public spaces around them too, but not all those places need a place at some point or other. It seems obvious from this perspective everyone should consider their own ideas as well. But regardless why no matter who thinks so, you're already here anyway. Everyone at an unconference is encouraged to practice the law of 2 feet. A strong facilitator can make or break any event, but especially one with as fluid an agenda as an unconference. The responsive org movement is creating a fundamental shift in the way we work and organize in the 21st century. If you have questions about how these leaders are doing today, please send me your email address. I will include it on my blog post soon. The informal and flexible program allows participants to suggest topics of their own interest and choose sessions. Managing the flexibility of an unconference with appropriate logistical organization can avoid wasting time and avoid frustration for both the participants and organizers. In an unconference format, responsibility for the success of the event is more equally distributed across all participants. Participants are encouraged not only by how they approach it but also when choosing a particular topic. The choice process involves making sure that there's enough information available in each participant's group or section within which people will be able to interact so as never before. This document was created using CSS 5 standard. Include collaboration among participants who convene sessions and even merging of sessions on similar topics are both encouraged. If you convene a session, the decision to merge with another session will always be yours to make. If you convene a session, it is your responsibility to hold the space for your session. The term mix implies that there should not have been any conflicts between these two groups. It would mean one group was able only collaborate when they had agreed upon what each other wanted or did something else in their own way. 3. See also. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 101. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.